Next, we have our first feature. This is our regular history slot brought to us by Richard Matthew, who this month tells us about two remarkable women.
Today's feature is about two remarkable Norwich-born women, Elizabeth Fry and Harriet Martineau, both of whom became nationally and internationally famous. Both also came from a radical dissenting tradition which had grown up in Norwich from the 16th century onwards, reinforced by the influx of the strangers, Protestants who fled persecution in the Low Countries, then by the Huguenot refugees from France, and by the Quaker community in Norwich. Elizabeth Fry, born Gurney in 1780, came from a Quaker banking family. Her mother, Catherine, was a Barclay from the family who established Barclays Bank on Bank Plain. Her father, John Gurney, became a partner in Gurney's Bank, and for generations the Gurneys had been financial middlemen in Norwich's cloth trade. In 1800, Elizabeth married John Fry at the Friends Meeting House in Goat Lane. The work for which he is famous is prison reform. And after moving to London, she began to visit women and their children in Newgate Prison, where she was appalled by what she saw. This led to her forming the first national women's association in the country, the British Ladies' Society for Promoting the Reformation of Women Prisoners. She gave evidence to Parliament on prison reform, which included ensuring that prisoners were kept busy and were paid for their work, a view well in advance of her time. She also instigated a training school for nurses that is said to have been the inspiration for Florence Nightingale's mission in the Crimea. She regularly inspected the ships of female prisoners being transported to Australia and made suggestions to improve their lot on board ship and after they had arrived in Australia. In addition to her charitable work, she was mother to 11 children. She died in 1845 and is commemorated on a £5 note, which was legal tender until 2017. Harriet Martineau was born in 1802, coincidentally in the same house as Elizabeth Gurney, into a family of Norwich Unitarians, and Harriet's name can just be glimpsed through the bars of the gated alleyway to Gurney House in Maglin Street today. Unitarians were dissenters who rejected the concept of God as a trinity in favour of a less dogmatic religion in which individual conscience plays an important part. The family was of French Huguenot descent, French Protestants who had come to England at the end of the 17th century to escape persecution in Catholic France. Their name is commemorated by Martineau Lane near County Hall, although this is named for Harriet's uncle, Dr. Philip Meadows Martineau, who owned nearby Brackendale Hall and Carrow Abbey. The name can also be seen on the Martineau Memorial Hall and Sunday School in Colgate, which refers to Harriet's younger brother James, who established the school next door to the Unitarian Octagon Chapel. Harriet, however, herself, eventually came to renounce religion, and she espoused Darwin's ideas and called herself a secularist. At home, Harriet and her three sisters were educated at the same level as their four brothers, except the young men then went out into the world, while the young women were expected to stay at home, an injustice that Harriet addressed in an article called On Female Education in a Unitarian magazine. She had been a sensitive and sickly child who was deaf from the age of 12 and used an ear trumpet throughout her life. In her 20s, after her father died, Harriet was forced to earn a living, which she eventually achieved through her writing. In 1832, she moved to London, where she was lionised by the city's intellectual circles, meeting economist Thomas Malthus, geologist Lyell, philosopher John Stuart Mill, mathematician Charles Babbage, Charles Darwin's brother Erasmus Darwin, the poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning, and the novelist George Eliot. In London, she published enormously popular Economic Parables in, quote, Illustrations of Political Economy, unquote, which ran to 25 volumes and outsold several of Dickens's novels. She wrote prolifically on politics, social affairs and economics, and a number of novels, including a three-volume novel about the Haitian slave leader Toussaint Louverture, who contributed to the island nation's gaining independence in 1804. She also travelled in the Middle East and published accounts of her journeys. Perhaps the most well-known work is her autobiography, an unusual thing for a woman of her class and generation to write. Perhaps surprisingly for someone who'd been a sensitive child, Harriet Martineau spent 2 years travelling in the 1830s to observe the new democracy of the United States. Her experiences in the New World were published in Society in America in 1837, in which she was outspoken in her call for racial equality and female rights. Harriet was a radical whose relentless activism led Charles Dickens to say of her that she was, quote, grimly bent upon the enlightenment of mankind, unquote. This burning concern for social reform ranged widely over what have become separate disciplines. Today, she is recognised as the first female sociologist and a pioneer in that field of study. She is also considered to be one of the first women journalists, having earned her living by her pen since her 20s and joining the staff of the Daily News in 1852. In later life, after an argument with her brother, she moved to Ambleside in the Lake District, and she died in 1876 and was buried in the Martineau family grave in Birmingham. So, although by this time Norwich had lost its position as the second city of England in population and wealth, its radical and dissenting tradition had produced two remarkable women of national and international importance.